You're on The Burt Show.
We were just talking about kids and Mother's Day and stuff like that, and Jen is starting to feel a little pressure.
Yeah, definitely. It's funny. I went home over the weekend for Mother's Day and also for a family friend's wedding, and went with my boyfriend, and we had a really great time. So he got to spend some more time with my family. He'd already met them once and met my grandmother and all this kind of stuff. Hung out. My brother and his girlfriend were home. So everybody was back home in St. Pete for a big, fun weekend. So it was awesome, but I just started realizing that I am not getting marriage pressure. I am getting baby pressure. Like, my parents are so ready to be grandparents, mm-hmm. and they're not yet. And my mom has expressed it to me in ways before, like really heartfelt ways. We've had like heart-to-heart talks. Like, it's hard for her when like all of her friends are grandmothers now, and all of them are doting and showing pictures and sort of showing off about like all of her friends' grandkids, mm-hmm. and her friends mm-hmm. have like multiple grandkids. And then my parents went to my dad's 50th high school reunion mm-hmm. last weekend or weekend before, and she goes, Jennifer. Okay, that's when my mom's serious.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Jennifer, there are people there that are great grandparents. Okay, so like my dad's contemporary, some are great grandparents at this point. So they not only have kids who mm-hmm. have kids, but they also have kids.
Right.
So they're just feeling left out of that whole part of it. And so I've been married before and since divorced, now in a new relationship, and I don't even think they care if I get married again.
Really?
They just want babies.
Seriously?
They are like, get over. I mean, who cares? My mom's like, could you just go elope really quick and just start having babies now?
Didn't you catch them when you were sleeping around before Superman poking holes in the condoms you keep in your purse?
They do. Yeah, all the time. Yeah, my mom was just rooting through.
And not even with like
needle and thread.
Not even a needle. She was using a hole punch.
Stop
She's
it.
She's like, click.
Jeffrey.
If you called your mom today and told her that you were pregnant, she would be equally as excited as if you said you were engaged?
More excited.
Really?
Even more excited.
Really?
Yes. Because if I told her I was engaged, she'd be like, okay, when's the wedding? Let's mm-hmm. hurry up and get that over with so we can get to the next stage.
Right. Yeah, let's get
to the
honeymoon.
She's already done that, right? She already planned a wedding. She, whatever. Now she wants grandkids. And
wow.
So the baby pressure is crazy. And it's really funny. Like, my brother is the one getting wedding pressure because he and his girlfriend have been together about 2 years. They're like perfect together. All this stuff. She's great. We love her. Want her to be my sister-in-law. All that. So he gets the wedding pressure. And like, they're just like skipping that part for me. Like, just hurry up and start reproducing now.
Yeah, the pressure never goes away. I've said this before, that when you're single, people pressure you to be dating. When mm-hmm. you're dating, you should be in a committed relationship. If you're in a committed relationship, people want you to be engaged. When you're engaged, your wedding can't get there fast enough. When you're married, they want you to have a kid. When you have the first kid, they want you to have a second kid. And then when you have the second kid, all of a sudden they start telling you to get a dog. So it never, social pressure never ever goes away, man.
I do feel bad about it, though, because I know my mom's going to be a great grandma, and she's going to be so good at it, is what I mean. She just really, really wants that. I think she feels really jealous of all of her friends that have grandkids
really?
And can dote on grandkids. Because I think you get to that stage in your life where you just want to spoil a kid rotten. Mm-hmm. Your own kids, you can't spoil rotten. You got to raise them right and this and teach them right and wrong and this and that and to be nice, disciplined little creatures. But with your grandkids, who cares?
Let them go.
Like, you
yeah.
go over the top and just spoil them totally rotten. And she's at that stage in her life. And so is my dad. They're ready for babies.
Right.
So when you get pregnant?
Well, I'm, you know, looking at the clock. No, I'm not. I mean,
no.
Oh, come on.
And this is not an announcement or anything like that.
No, so God, no. I just am getting baby pressure. Mm-hmm. It's weird, you know?
Without even being
somewhere
engaged.
In Florida, some woman's looking at the radio going, it's not a freaking announcement. I wish my horny daughter would just do it already. God, we know she likes it. Just get it on, woman.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.